KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning on KJAN is brought to you here by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. The Iowa football team returned to practice yesterday to resume preparations for Friday's Tax Slayer Bowl against Tennessee. An Iowa defense that gave up too many big plays this season must find a way to slow down a Tennessee offense that averaged more than 26 points and 363 yards per game.
They definitely have a lot of skilled guys out there that can catch the ball. They've got a very, very good running back in Hurd, and the quarterback is a very dynamic athlete that he can throw the ball, and obviously they like to run the ball with him a little bit. So it's a challenge for us to stop him.
That's Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker. Joshua Dobbs took over for the injured Justin Worley and started the final five games at quarterback for the Volunteers. He completed 61% of his passes, and he's also Tennessee's second leading rusher.
We're really hungry. We want to get our eighth win, and playing Tennessee, a great opponent, it's a good opportunity.
That's junior safety Jordan Lomax. Sophomore corner Greg Maven is one of a handful of Florida natives on the Iowa roster.
We've just been trying to get after it during practice, just going 100%, going hard all the time, just flying to the ball, just getting ready for Tennessee.
Maven says the Hawkeyes want to finish on a positive.
It's always nice to be, back down south, but it's not exactly quite home, but it's good enough. The weather sure like it, that's for sure.
Well, Tennessee arrived in Jacksonville yesterday. The Hawkeyes will head there shortly. We'll have that game for you Friday here on KJAN as the kickoff time is set for 2:20. We're on the air at noon Friday with the pregame. Well, the Baltimore Ravens and the Carolina Panthers were able to work themselves into the NFL's postseason. Joe Flacco threw a pair of fourth-quarter touchdown passes to revive a sluggish Baltimore offense in a 20-10 win over Cleveland. That victory, combined with San Diego's loss to Kansas City, allowed the Ravens to edge out the Chargers for the final AFC wildcard berth. The Panthers took the NFC South title by taking advantage of the mistake-prone Falcons in a 34-3 victory in Atlanta. Roman Harper scored on a 31-yard return in the second quarter, and Trey Boston helped clinch the win with his 84-yard interception return late in the third quarter. Cam Newton threw for a touchdown, ran for another, and had a game-high 51 rushing yards on six carries as the Panthers finished 7-8-1, the first team to make the playoffs with a losing record since the 2010 Seahawks. The Green Bay Packers are the NFC North champions for the fourth consecutive year as Aaron Rodgers went 17 of 22 for 226 yards, two touchdowns, and no interceptions as the Packers downed Detroit 30-20. The Lions settled for a wild card berth after falling to 11-5, despite Matthew Stafford's three scoring strikes. The San Francisco 49ers were winners in Jim Harbaugh's last game as their coach. Harbaugh announced his departure during his post-game news conference following a 20-17 triumph over Arizona. He did not reveal if he resigned or was fired. Team CEO Jed York said he and Harbaugh came to the conclusion that it's in their mutual interests to move in different directions. The Cardinals finish 11-5. They'll visit the Panthers in the NFC wildcard round next weekend. Elsewhere around the league yesterday, Pittsburgh captured the AFC North crown as Ben Roethlisberger threw for 317 yards and two touchdowns in a 27-17 triumph over Cincinnati. The Seattle Seahawks won the NFC West and grabbed home field advantage with a 20-6 win over St. Louis. That game was tied at 6 until Marshawn Lynch scored on a 9-yard run with 12:07 remaining, 6.5 minutes before Bruce Irvin returned an interception 49 yards for a touchdown. San Diego played itself out of an AFC playoff berth with a 19-7 loss at Kansas City. The Chargers left points on the board in the second half, allowing the Ravens to steal the conference's final wild card berth. Midway through the fourth, a touchdown pass to Eddie Royal was overturned by a video review when the ball appeared to skip off the turf. Then San Diego went for it on fourth down and Rivers threw an incomplete pass. With about 4 minutes left, Donald Brown was stuffed on a 4th-and-1 at the Chiefs' 20. Also, Denver crushed Oakland 47-14 to wrap up a first-round bye in the AFC playoffs. J.J. Watt had three sacks, a safety, a forced fumble, and Houston's 23-17 win over Jacksonville. DeMarco Murray and Dez Bryant set franchise records in the Cowboys' 44-17 rout of Washington. Murray broke Emmitt Smith's 19-year-old single-season rushing record. Bryant's two touchdown catches gave him 16 for the season, one more than Terrell Owens' record set in 2007. Andrew Luck threw for two scores in the Colts' 27-10 win over Tennessee. That helped the AFC South champs sweep their division for the second straight year. Teddy Bridgewater threw the go-ahead 44-yard touchdown pass to Adam Mathielen in the third quarter, giving the Vikings a 13-9 win over Chicago. Mark Sanchez threw two touchdowns, and Trey Burton blocked a punt 27 yards for a score for the Eagles' 34-26 win over the Giants. Geno Smith threw for a career-high 358 yards and three scores to lead the Jets to a 37-24 win over Miami. Kyle Orton threw for a touchdown, and Anthony Dixon rushed for one in Buffalo's 17-9 win over New England. The Patriots had already clinched the top seed in the AFC, so they rested a number of key players. Drew Brees connected with Marcus Colston on a 36-yard touchdown pass to help the Saints beat Tampa Bay 23-20. Well, the NFL playoffs will begin on Saturday. Arizona will visit Carolina. Then Pittsburgh takes on Baltimore. Sunday's games will have Cincinnati at Indianapolis, followed by Detroit at Dallas. Seattle, Green Bay, New England, and Denver begin their playoff schedules at home the following weekend. In college basketball, Nate Buss scored 14 points off the bench in 23rd-ranked Northern Iowa, closed out non-conference play with a 74-63 win over South Dakota State yesterday. Wes Washburn had 12 points, and Seth Tuttle scored 11 for the Panthers, which got 45 points from its reserves. Northern Iowa took control with a 13-0 run late in the first half. The Panthers let the Jackrabbits close to within 5 with 6:11 left before they put them away late to improve to 6-0 at home. South Dakota State falls to 9-5 with that loss. The sixth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers carry a 12-1 record into their Big Ten opener against Penn State on Wednesday. Frank Kaminsky scored 25 points and had 11 rebounds as Wisconsin downed Buffalo 68-56. Sam Decker added 13 points and helped the Badgers shoot 55% in the second half after the Bulls carried a one-point lead into intermission. Elsewhere in the top 25, Stony Brook overcame a late 11-point deficit to stun number 13 Washington 61-57. Also 17th-ranked St. John's beat Tulane by a final of 82-57. And in women's college hoops, the Iowa Hawkeye women opened the Big Ten race by rolling to a 77-52 win over Penn State in Iowa City yesterday. Melissa Dixon led the Hawkeyes with 21 points, and Bethany Doolittle added 12 points and 11 rebounds.
I thought our first half was really good. I thought second half, you know, we really couldn't get the energy. There's no really flow to the game. But, hey, this game was great. You know, we had some adversity this week with some flu. We never had a practice leading up to this with everybody involved in it. So that was great to see. I thought our rebounding was better. I thought our defense was pretty good. We forced 24 turnovers, hold them to 32% shooting. You know, a lot of good things.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes took advantage of 24 Penn State turnovers. Iowa improves to 10-2 overall. They're off until a Sunday visit to Rutgers in Big Ten play. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.